for 2420, Vance Daniels.
On this one, this is Mr. Hopkins' motion, and he's not here tonight. Just want to discuss some of the things that to consider on this, so, and see what you guys thought, because, I mean, if we decide to go to approve it, how many cars would be reasonable for that size of a place? And I think there should be something in there that the car had to be driven there on its own steam if it's not being worked on. You know, so it's not somebody dragging a car there and dropping it off if it's not being actively repaired. You don't want, our.
Well, the thing is, if it's depends on the nature of the repair, it might not be able to be.
Well, but if it's being actively worked on by Mr., you know, if he's there to fix it, he said there were.
Number one, it should be tagged and titled current. Okay, that's the first thing.
Okay.
There should be no untagged or untitled vehicles.
Okay, I'll agree with that. That kind of goes along with what I was trying to.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think that's really what you're getting at.
Yeah.
You don't care if somebody drags a car there today, or they fix it tomorrow, and they drive it home the next day. That's not
right.
That's not an issue.
I just don't want it sitting there for 3 years.
I think that's the really the thing. Not so much how it got there, but how long it's on site. And I think we can set that time frame, and we can say, you know, 30 days, you're gonna get it done.
Well, I mean, okay. I would go with if it's under active repair. I talked to a friend of mine who did, he used to do exotic car restorations. And so it would take him all summer, you know, or 6 months or a year to really restore an exotic car. I don't know that that's the case here, but if you're working on something you're trying to get parts in because it's an older car, it could take a little longer than 30 days. But it has to be that it's being worked on. It's not just sitting there. Yeah, someday we'll get to it. It's like we definitely have, again, I guess I don't want to make a nightmare of how do we police that.
Well, I didn't get the impression from the testimony at the hearing that it was that the nature of his work was quite that extensive,
right,
that he would have, you know, working on the same vehicle for months on end. But you know, so some reasonable time frame for a vehicle to be on site, I think, would make some sense.
Would agree. Bruce, you know more about cars.
What do you think?
I agree. Maybe if you're going to limit the days, maybe 60.
60.
Because there still is
parts. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You know, unavailable stuff.
Of course, and then if you get in the car, drive down to 7-Eleven and come back, with the clock start all over again.
Yeah.
Listen, there isn't a single thing, rule we can make up here that you all can't find some way around.
Yeah, there's a loophole to everything. Yeah.
Especially these guys over on this side.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, but in the meantime, does that give us a start?
Yeah, it does.
Mr. Hopkins.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, at least we got a bit. Yeah,
any thought on, because it was C1 in the front, and I can't remember if you guys talked about this or not, a fence in it. Typically, if there's cars, that it'd be screened or whatever in the back. I think it was a field in the back, but.
Yeah, I don't think anybody asked for a fence.
That's all I was wondering.
In the complaints, they were just, it was either just get rid of it or.
Okay.
Okay. Then I make a motion to defer for further consideration.
I second.
Okay, so moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2420 Vance Daniels to give the commission more time to consider the testimony presented at the public hearing. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is